Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Barefoot is Legal, Barefoot is Legal radio show. I'm going to be followed myself. I'm Nicola, and I'm going to have Samantha Wise here as soon as we can get her. So I'm hoping that she will be calling in at any moment, and she's not yet. So anyways, we have lots to talk about today. Everybody that's been going barefoot, where they've been, what they've been doing, what they're up to. We have lots of things on the agenda. We have, we have Nick Pierce that does the, I think I have her.
Thank you for tuning in to Freedomizer Radio, where we have a 24/7 chat room where you can come and share what's going on in the world with people of like mind. Anything and everything against the New World Order. Dial 347-324-3704 to catch our live show. Beginning at 9 in the morning, Pacific Standard Time, Monday through Friday till midnight, and 9 to 9 on Saturday and Sunday. Take us to the beach. Take us to the park. Take us on a walk with the dog. Only on Freedomizer Radio.
You are listening to Freedomizer Radio, where freedomizers freedomize freedom.
My name is Dr. Eric Norman. I have studied vitamin B12 deficiency for over 35 years. I have developed the urinary MMA test to detect tissue B12 deficiency early, allowing treatment and prevention of permanent disability. B12 deficiency can cause anemia, but also neurologic problems such as spinal cord degeneration, paranoia, and dementia. B12 is found only in animal sources, so vegetarians become deficient. As people age, they may not produce enough stomach acid or intrinsic factor protein for absorption of B12 and become deficient. Up to 10% of seniors may have a normal serum B12 level, but a tissue B12 deficiency causing a 3 times greater risk for heart attack, stroke, or Alzheimer's. For more information, visit B12.com.
Did you know most Americans know nothing or very little about the legal system? I am the Rose, Rose Colombo, longtime legal activist, legal coach, legal advocate, and the author of Fight Back Legal Abuse, Irwin Award winner, and also my latest political satire, Obamacare Dinosaurs, Rednecks, and Radicals. A political satire exposing the evil agendas of Obamacare and redistribution of wealth that leaves you with a thought-provoking ending. Will mankind survive, or will the U.S. natural-born citizen become extinct? It's available at Amazon.com. You can also visit my website at www.fightbacklegalabuse.com for more information. So order your copy today and empower yourself with knowledge before injustices come knocking on your back door unexpectedly.
You're an activist. You have a cause and an idea, but you also have lots of questions. You need help. After all, teams have coaches, Corporations have consultants, and even politicians have campaign managers. But who do activists turn to? The Solutions Institute. We are a collection of professionals and activists from across the political spectrum. Our goal is to teach, motivate, and put all the necessary tools for activism in your hands without charge. Learn more or submit your project at solutions-institute.org.
Please learn more about Freedomizer Radio by going to freedomizerradio.com and also Facebook us right at freedomizerradio.com. Catch you there.
You are listening to Freedomizer Radio, where freedomizers freedomize freedom.
Hi, Samantha.
Are we back on the air?
We've had some serious technical difficulties here.
That was like feeling in the dark, but I'm glad I managed to get it back up on the air.
I didn't even hear the ad said both of us were. I'm not really sure what to say about all that. But yes, we have a couple more minutes,
it's
so why don't you just talk about
shoes on.
Oh yeah, we're dancing around barefoot.
So
this is what I get for trying to
connected.
Yeah, misdirected. That's all right. We got this. So tell us about that other stuff we were talking about earlier and we wanted to talk about and get to. And I really hope that if Dave's out there, he'll call back in because we got booted off of the host that holds all the show and everything. So that's what happened. So hopefully he calls back. Anyways, go ahead with that stuff that we were talking about earlier. All the stuff you were going to tell me.
Oh, yes. So recently...
Yeah.
I've been cooped up. My car broke down. And so I've been at home cooped up, and the kids are going back to school. It's all like a big chaos. Anyways, so a new adventure for me, finally getting out of the house, was to go and take all of my munchkins to the doctors for their well child checkups. And I take them to a wonderful pediatrics office. They're super friendly. I love the receptionist. You know, we always talk nails and stuff like that, and they never, ever give me a hassle. Recently, we have switched pediatricians because the pediatrician that was seeing us had moved to another location, same provider, like same network, but just a different office, and I decided not to follow, so I got a new doctor. And he's a great guy. He loves to wear colorful bow ties. And he never, I mean, I know he's noticed that I don't come in with shoes, but no one says anything about my feet. And so I always have good things to report about going to the doctors. But the reason I bring up this particular instance was as I was waiting in the waiting room, they had these wonderful books, and they had, like, some nature books for kids, and I was like, this is really cool, and I was reading it with my daughter, and I noticed something in the book, and it said something along the lines, a pound off your feet is like 5 pounds off your back, and that it mentioned a small study that proved it or so. So, me being me, I was like, wow, this is really crazy. I started to do some Google snooping and detective work, and it's mostly spread in the backpacking community, minimalist hiking and stuff like that. And you can find both arguments that go for it and against it, but what I found was interesting was most backpacking forums will say, oh, you know, I swear by shoes, and sometimes when I hike, you know, I need the rougher the terrain, the bigger the shoe, and I'm not carrying stuff on my back, so what does it matter? I'm not in the trenches, and blah, blah, blah. But according to backpacker.com, a lot of those people were getting it wrong. And it's 1 pound on your feet equals 5 pounds on your back. So the heavier the shoe, let's see what Backpacker has to say. And they say that the saying 1 pound on your feet equals 5 pounds on your back is to be true. And the reason they say it's true is according to a 1984 study from the U.S. Army Research Institute, they tested how much more energy was expended with different footwear, like shoes versus boots, and concluded that it takes 4.7 to 6.4 times more energy to move at any given pace when weight is carried on the shoe versus the torso. And I found that really interesting because, you know, a part of the huge barefoot movement is, you know, we talk about legal advocacy, whether it's, you know, if there's any laws that are against it, what kind of rights and civil liberties do we have that protect us. We talk of medical and scientific misalignment, muscle atrophy, to the spiritual, emotional, beneficial aspects of barefooting, feeling happier and free. But the reason this was so striking to me is, as much as information we bring to the table, we know our counterparts will have as much information and scientific information that says, oh, but shoes are good for people too, saying those who have misalignments, they can help correct posture, on and on. And I wanted to pull up another little chunk of information in terms of back pain. And this is just from a general search from WikiHow in How to Do Anything. And it talks about choosing shoes for back pain, which I find interesting because we always talk about how the shoe industry is our nemesis and how the media loves to spin things. And I often find that the way the media and the opposing side portray information is very omitting. You know, for instance, here the article says back pain is a significant problem in the United States and that more than 31 million Americans experience back pains. And 50% of workers claim having moderate to severe back pain every year. And although they say that the causes of back pain are numerous, and cases of alignment, because, you know, the way the feet form in the body, that shoes could help accommodate for biometrics. Implies that we all have messed up feet and need to be put in shoes. While
the arch and everything
many,
and the support.
Right. Another thing that I find interesting is along the lines with the backpacking community talking about what kind of footwear and how much weight you can carry, which will affect your performance in terms of like how fast you can hike or how long you can go. You know, trench foot comes up a lot. And this is another example about how things are worded. Trench foot is a condition caused by prolonged exposure to damp, cooled, unsanitary conditions. They leave it there, unsanitary conditions. Why don't they actually tell people what it is? It's when you wear your shoes in really yucky water, you know, like you're wet and cold and shoes. They leave the shoe part out of it. And I find it really interesting because they'll say unsanitary conditions. This kind of goes with the misconception of getting athlete's foot. People are like, aren't you worried about getting athlete's foot? You're barefoot. And I'm like, you don't get athlete's foot from being barefoot, silly. You get athlete's foot from putting it in a shoe. So my argument about
the sock with the sweat and then the shoe. Yes.
The argument,
it's a breeding board, really.
I'm here at footpainexplored.com under research for trench foot, and I liked this particular page because it defined the causes, and on here it says prevention. Okay, let's learn about how preventing trench foot. And, you know, they talk about dry socks and the blends that you use and, you know, cleaning and keeping your feet dry. Ensuring shoes are well fit, not too loose, not too tight. Again, so if you don't know how to size yourself properly, I wonder how many Americans out there are wearing shoes that don't properly fit them.
It
talks about
women with bras, you know, same difference.
Exactly. It talks about making sure that your footwear is dry, meaning you might need to have more than one pair of shoes to change every day to make sure that your shoe are fully dried. And the part that stuck out the most was avoid synthetic materials, e.g. rubber and vinyl. Isn't that what like every shoe is made out of? Rubber,
exactly.
Vinyl, plastic,
exactly.
You know, constrictor. It just baffles me that people don't make these kind of correlations of like a cause and effect where they can say the same cause and effect for you're barefoot, you'll step on glass. If you step on glass, you will get caught. Cause and effect. Duh. Well, for me, as a barefooter, I'm thinking 90% of the foot problems you guys complain about come from your shoes. And then they want to project it on a barefooter like we're the ones who spread it. Going back to the, oh, yeah, I'm going to go to the grocery store and do a handstand and touch fruit with my feet.
Right.
Here's a little
fun. It's the same thing with the fashion industry. You know, you watch, like, sticking, you know, I did corporate America for a lot of years.
It's about what it looks,
same
not
thing.
How it feels.
It's
beauty
about, exactly. And yes,
here's
another little
fun tidbit to end on trench foot and barefoot. Are you familiar with the author J.R.R. Tolkien?
Tell me about him.
Notorious, infamous, well-loved, known Lord of the Rings. Tie it back into my little memoirs.
Oh, right.
Barefoot and
okay.
J.R.R. Mm-hmm. Tolkien contracted immersion foot, which is trench foot, in World War One.
That's amazing. Amazing stuff.
Yep, and maybe that's what led to his characters being barefoot. Or maybe, I'm not sure. I don't know enough about his personal history if he'd already written the book by then or not, but I just thought it was a fun tidbit there because I love Lord of the Rings.
It's an absolute,
and
yeah, I do too.
Yep. Well, you know, we identify ourselves and relate to our Hobbit friend.
Absolutely. And just in case, let me see here. There'll be, if you're looking, if you happen to see 702, just pop them in. But because now you had to take the ring and run with it. Because it's technical. I don't even know what's going on.
Are you talking
yeah,
about
702
our
is a big kahuna, so.
Oh, Big Kahuna. Okay, well, let's welcome Big Kahuna now.
Let's. Hi, Dave. Are you with us?
Hello.
Hello.
Yay.
Hello, can anybody hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Welcome to the show.
We can hear you.
Oh, great. A doggone called at the beginning of the show, and I couldn't hear nothing.
I apologize.
Yeah,
go ahead, Nicole. You tell us.
This is Kevin. This is Kevin. Hi, Kevin. We've had some kind of like Wi-Fi technical difficulties today, so we were expecting that Dave was going to be in, so. How are you today? How is your Saturday?
You know, my Saturday is fine so far as this. We're expecting some rain, of course, like everybody is due to this storm and stuff. And I haven't seen a lick of sunshine all week. But other than that, it's cool.
Are you holding up okay down there? I have my mother who's also in Central Florida, and I've been watching her cooped up in her bathroom all week.
Yeah, well, the better half of my family. Of course, they're all in Southern Florida, mostly in Miami. But I got family also in Jacksonville as well. So I think they're okay. I haven't called them yet, but I think they're okay.
I think the storm has moved away from Florida now, and I think it's hitting northern the Carolinas much harder than they received in Florida. So let's just, I don't know if it's over yet, so let's just keep good positive thoughts for everyone making it safe.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Has anybody noticed the amount of attention there is to people acting strange in the storm, and that a lot of them are barefoot?
No,
I've seen like two or three things shared about it, and it's like every time I see somebody dancing or a video of them dancing in the rain or with umbrellas or something, they got no shoes. They're always running around barefoot. And I'm like, I wonder if society wants to pick on us for that. Like, we stand out more because we don't shoot. Even more crazy.
Of course we stand out more. We always stand out more.
Oh, it's crazy.
Yes,
to stand
it is, but yeah.
It's really crazy because you ain't got shoes.
I have a friend, too, that has lots of people in Florida that talks about the crocodiles that are, like, out and dancing in the streets. And they're like, woo, we got free rain now. It's like, we can be out.
It's
and
all those
out
crocodiles
and
that were in lagoons outside of Walmart that got fenced in. I've seen so many pond lagoons with like alligators fenced in them.
Well, I personally don't think in a storm that I would be out barefoot, simply because I mean it's like, okay, like for the flood warning and stuff like that, if it's 4 to 5 inches of rain, my neighborhood is flooded. You know, I can't really say if it's safe or not because of all the floating debris that's under that water.
Mhm. That's true. Especially
that's
if you're
true.
Only looking at a few inches. Health hazard of entering contaminated water. Like if you were in a very 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 flooded place where you're talking about several feet high, I mean, what does it matter? You're being exposed skin topically, you know. But if you're talking about a few inches, wouldn't you think logically maybe some rain boots if you're really concerned? That seems legitimate, right? But
I mean, you know, in cases like that, it's probably better to be safe than sorry. Yeah, we're hardcore barefoot, at least most of us are, and stuff like that. But at the same time, you got to use common sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad that I'm not in the storm. I hope that those that are affected by it are safe. And on that note, let me ask you. I was sharing earlier about going to the doctor's office and wanted to know if you guys had any other interesting barefoot stories recently, especially you, Steven, since you're our caller and our guest.
Well, actually, just wanted to bring up a little stuff that's barely mentioned or even talked about. You know, when we talk about using straight logic, you know, when it comes to the safety issue that these employers keep telling everybody, you know. So I bring up two logical points. Number one, how they say, you know, shirt and shoes are required, you know, you have to wear shoes for safety. Well, my only question is with that is that, and I thought about this, how come they don't make us wear, they want to make us wear shoes. Why don't they make us wear gloves? Why don't they make us wear a helmet? Why don't they make us wear elbow pads or knee pads or whatever? So if I'm really concerned about my safety, I'll come dressed as a football player in full pads or a hockey player in full pads, okay?
What are we afraid of? What is the threat? Can I ask this question? I'm like, what safety concerns are you implying? Because I find it funny that employees come running to the door and greet you barefoot and say, insist, oh, it's for liability reasons. You could get hurt. We care about your safety. Is it? No. You care about your profit. You care about presenting or representing your store. But the notion that they're coming to enforce this policy is absurd, because earlier in the show I mentioned that the reason we would never win in lawsuits is because stores require shoes. And so when people come in with shoes and then fall down, they get to make – they actually, you know, are going to make claims and cost the company money. So they're actually being quite counterproductive. They're wasting their time on customers who are peaceful and aren't doing anything wrong. And secondly, making people come to the store with shoes is only increasing the likelihood of them falling because they're not used to being in shoes and then costing their company money.
Okay, well, point well taken. You know, and logic number two. Okay, going still sticking with the safety issue. Putting on shoes is not going to stop you from falling and scraping your knee. Putting on shoes is not going to stop you from cutting your hand on a shelf. Putting on shoes is not going to stop you from a falling object hitting you. So, which goes to point number three, these companies, I think, really do not have all their safety issues covered, because all you're focusing on is the shoes, is the feet. Okay, and as we know, wearing flip-flops or any open-toed sandals don't offer any additional protection, because, again, it's not going to protect you, your feet, from a falling object. So if you get hurt, you know, then poison.
Even if you did have a shoe, there's a difference between like those who wear steel toe, because there's still a chance of having something metal sever the tips of your toes off. And I understand that there's a certain level of equipment, and I understand that if I'm going to want to exchange my labors for wages, that I have to agree to the contract of my employers. But as a free, private, independent citizen, I'm not thinking that the grocery store is a war zone, you know, and I don't see that there's any real threat as I go into a grocery store.
Exactly.
But what you have been touching base was, I find that I have noticed a couple of times in our group, have you noticed, about motorcycle safety, legalities, and then personal interjections of safety concerns, where members will ask, is it legal for me to ride a motorcycle or not? And that's the question they ask. And, of course, the answer is no, except for an exception for Alabama. They require shoes for motorcycle use. But what will happen is a ton of members will come in interjecting themselves, going, yes, but I wouldn't do it. And I'm kind of one of those people who are like, well, that's not what they asked, you know? So you're kind of giving them more than they really asked for. They didn't ask for your bicycle safety. Not saying that I promote people riding motorcycles barefoot. What I promote is that people are free to make their own decisions. So,
well, yeah, you know, and people, and
I personally
reason,
don't ride motorcycles
people...
because they require me to wear shoes, because or the idea of, like, I could crash and my feet will get – that's why I don't ride motorcycles. It's not just my feet. It's, like, my whole body in my head. And to me, they're just too personally dangerous, and I don't ride them or, you know, drive them.
So I don't have that conversation. Yeah, and the thing is, it's like, for whatever reason, people still think it's illegal to drive barefoot. I mean, cops don't even look for it. It's not like they get a barefoot rider radar and be like, oh, let me stop this. Let me stop this person. They got other things to worry about. That's not even on their list of priorities. Cops are on the side of the road to catch people who are speeding. Not be like, ma'am, the reason why I stopped you because are you wearing shoes? No, they're not looking for that.
I saw you you have a barefoot sticker on the back of your car. I wanted to pull you over to make sure you were wearing your shoes.
of course. And then, but that, I said that's the least of the worries. And then I saw somebody posted how they went into PetSmart and got told to leave because they were told that it's unsanitary and it's
It's okay for us to allow animals to death lore, but we can't let you come in barefoot because we're afraid that you'll get everybody sick.
Yeah, so my thing is, okay, how is barefoot dangerous for you and the pets? But yet, okay, second of all, you let people bring their pets into PetSmart, and you want to talk about unsanitary? Are you kidding me? That's the worst contradictory excuse I've ever heard of in my life.
Exactly. If your standards are to allow animals in and sell animals, you should be able to come in at my own risk.
Yeah, exactly. Because last year I was in San Diego, and I walked through this open door mall. You know, I went there barefoot, of course, and none of the other security guards or whatever there didn't notice, except this one old dude who made me leave. And of course, I had my shoes in my bag. You know, so I went. He said there's a sign posted by the parking garage. So I went there and like, yeah, sure enough, it was posted. So then later on, I went back to him. I'm like, why did I need shoes? You know, I forgot what he said. I think he said the sign post or whatever. But then I said, well, you know, why you let people walk their pets through the mall? And his excuse was, pets are different than humans. Really? So I could bring my dog, cat, or goats, whatever kind of pet that I have, let them walk through this open door mall. It's okay because they're pets, but it's not okay for me to walk barefoot. And it's an open door mall.
Yeah.
Like, oh my goodness.
I find Renaissance fairs can be pretty. There's just some venues and some events where the expectation from the patrons, I find it kind of absurd. Like, how are we doing business here? I thought I want to pay you. I thought you want me to pay you. You know?
I think we have somebody new calling in.
Is this Dave joining us?
Am I on?
Hello? Yes. I'm sorry about
that. I didn't hear the
button. I'm very new at the dashboard, and I think Nicole's having technical difficulties in staying connected. Let's see if I can get her to join us as well. Are you there, Nicole?
I'm here.
Wonderful.
Hey.
Well, welcome to joining us back. I have Stephen on the line. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just recapping who I was on the line. Myself, Sam, Barefoot Sam. Nicole is joining us again. Now we have Dave, and I was just speaking to Stephen about broad spectrum misconceptions
about safety.
Why are shoes like so tightly correlated with our safety? Why are people so concerned with their feet, people, and their safety?
And we don't have much time here, so I'd really love to have Dave jump in here.
Proof. He goes by Proof.
Yeah, on the radio, yeah, that's everybody knows me as Proof here. This is my territory.
He's a big kahuna. Hey, we had a little bit of Wi-Fi issues here today, so sorry about all that.
No, that's fine. I got in a few minutes ago, and I needed about 5 or 10 minutes, so I figured let me jump in before it gets too late.
Yeah, and we don't have much time here, so you've got the floor, sir.
Oh, well, I mean, it's just me. I don't think I've ever had a chance to talk to Samantha before.
No, I don't think we got to be on the show together at once ever.
Yeah, you've been reading about me for years.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's time for me to give
now.
A little update on the barefoot is legal. I since the last time I've been on, we're officially the number one Facebook group now for membership with the Barefoot community. So I'm very happy to take that number one spot away from another group that was big in its heyday. But I guess as time persists, we go from the cassette tape, which is the old Yahoo group, we go to the CD, which is their Facebook group, and we're Pandora, which is the new and improved.
Amen.
So,
and we like it.
They're the CD, we're Pandora.
Welcome to the future.
So great. Yeah, and we do have a new sponsor, Dave. Can you reiterate on our new sponsor or the coupon? You can plug that better than I can.
I was going to get to all that. Don't worry.
Okay.
Don't worry. I have a plan.
I know you do.
Anyway, I guess Nicole wants me to kind of rush it, so that's okay.
No, I don't want you to rush it. You're just coming in at the end, and we had some serious, stuff go on earlier, and people were hearing dead air, so
right.
I want to make sure that you get in everything that's important, that's all.
All right, so anyway, we have roughly, I want to say, 7,730 members offhand without looking, and I just want to say thank you to everybody. We'll officially be open to the public for 1 year as of October 15th. So we had a different issue that we were going to tackle before making this open to the public, but I think it's worked out, and we're debating on our goals for 2017. We're actually debating in-house if 25,000 people in our group by the end of next year sounds silly or if that's a realistic thing.
I don't think it's silly.
All right. Well, that might be our goal I'm going to put out. As of next week, I'll put out our goals for next year because I have to put out a yearly forecast and things that I think we're capable of hitting that I need to make sure it's reachable. I don't want it to sound like it's something we can't do and we fall way short. But with that many members and the issues that we've talked about wanting to do, like health fairs, flea markets, do more speeches and speaking events, and we've been debating on a festival, but I don't know if we, I would hope that we have the interest, but I don't want to put a festival together if 32 people are going to show up also, so I have to figure this
Absolutely.
Out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the things that we can all do, and we have, like I said, 7,700 plus members, and if everybody simply chipped in $1 a month. Now, I know the suggested is $2.95, but even if everybody chipped in $1 a month, just imagine how much we could do with $7,000 plus a month. We'd easily be able to put together our festival and have tables and chairs and stages built
and music
all this
and
other
stuff. All that good stuff.
Yeah, yeah, and be able to book. I don't want to book like Duran Duran tribute bands. I'm looking at booking like real artists that may have at least had a couple of hits on the top 40 charts or something.
Like Shakira, who goes barefoot. I mean, that's like a goal there, but just saying.
But yeah, if everybody, we're at the point where if everybody just chipped in $1, we would be able to hit our financial goals, and that shouldn't sound so hard and unattainable. I mean, it's $1 from everybody. It's like buying a medium fry at Del Taco.
And I think a lot of people too, Dave, have to know where to do that, and that is barefootislegal.org. There is a donate button there, and that's how you do it. $1 a month. Del Taco, let me see, that's one person's coffee a day. I'm sorry, that's less than a person's
don't
coffee.
Don't worry, I'm getting to it.
You got this.
So anyway, if you can't donate a dollar, what I was wanting to say was we have in many major cities in the U.S., one of our sponsors is Save Around, and it's a coupon book, and you can find this on our barefootislegal.org website as well. There's a lot of buy one, get one free coupon offers, and things like Groupon are going crazy right now because people like saving money. And you buy a coupon book for many, not just garbage restaurants, but actually decent places that you'll want to go to in your city. And you pick up a book, you're going to save yourself some money, and you're going to help fund the barefootislegal.org chapter that we have here. So that would help both people. That would help you guys and your family, because I know that I have a family of four, and I just think it's silly how a family of four going out to dinner is like $55 to $60 now for a decent meal. And if I could take $15 off that and keep it under 50, including tip, I'm very happy.
Shopping smart never looked so good.
So
I agree there. I have a family of seven, and it costs an arm and a leg to have fun.
Oh, I know. And how many of those seven are over
18
right now?
I'm logging in right now, barefootislegal.org, and I'm looking at everything you're talking about. Make my donation today.
So is there a Save Around book for your area, Samantha?
Excuse me? Say
is
that
there
again?
A Save Around book in your area?
A what kind of?
You must not have heard me. I was talking about the coupon books from Save Around. There's a link on our website. I don't know if there's one for your area.
Oh, yes, I'm trying to
find
it right now, the Save Around. You know, we have something similar that does circulate, but I'm not sure if it's the exact same thing. That's why I'm logging in right now.
No, the entertainment
book,
we don't do them. I'll look right now here while we're talking here. But so, Samantha, I was going to ask you, how often do you make it to the show these days?
Making it to the show is one thing. Listening, I try to listen to the archives when I can't catch it live.
Mm-hmm.
But life has just been one transition after another. I was explaining earlier about how like my car broke down and the kids going back to school. Getting out hasn't been really much of anything in terms of activism and wanting to get to the market before it closed for the season, before we start the holiday market. And so it's just been very slow-paced upstream against the current kind of going. But I got called in this week, and I'm more than happy to be here, and I love it, and I need to do more of it.
And she really kind of picked up when my Wi-Fi dropped out. So we love you.
Yes, I'm running the dashboard, and it's nerve-wracking.
She had to pick up the dashboard, so she had to pick up
the
slack.
Oh, I didn't know you got
so
trained on that.
Thank you so
That's
much.
Cool.
Yeah, I was actually,
I was
up and running, and then we just got something happened. So it's okay. It's just I'm kind of in a weird spot here. Right.
Ooh, we have,
she got to actually, we were talking about training her on other stuff, and guess what?
Mm-hmm.
She got right in, thrown into the hot lava. There we go. We love, and actually, Sam was doing a lot of being at places and, you know, for us and being live, and you did a couple of live things for us. So we love having you
Exclusively BIL. I mean, I know Dave mentioned quickly like some of the old groups a year ago when I first started. I was on every one of them, and slowly I was just like turned off. I'm exclusively BIL.
And let me just mention too, I know that there are people that come in, and they are trying to do what's called poaching. where they try to start their own group and they'll say how much better they are, but really, what have you done? You're just one
Absolutely
person
not.
With a group of 42 people.
Conceptually,
you haven't done anything.
Conceptually, what BIL has to offer, like you were saying, the comparison to the disc, the CD, it's true. We have a potential just for... It's just amazing. I mean, we have a radio show. Dang, I'm impressed. I mean, we're
going to... We do, and a lot of people don't really realize
support.
That. A lot of the people on the Facebook group, I guess they do know or don't know, but, you know, we have our weekly show here every Saturday.
Well,
and let me just mention, too,
that not just that, but we have a toll-free number where we... management talks to our members and potential members. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 844-522-7882, and you could talk to the Barefoot Is Legal. There's no other Barefoot group that is going to talk to its members and email
or
people on
you.
Their behalf if somebody
gets evicted
from a store.
Your complaint department is amazing.
Yeah,
not only do you get to call and pick it up, you can email and have them represent you.
Yeah.
That's the other thing, too, I want to put out there, that we used to have the different number, which I think a lot of our listeners were used to. We have a new number, you guys, and that's 319-527-6208. So, XNA, the 347 number. We don't have much time.
I'm going to drop, and thank you for... For being around.
Hey, Mr. Big Kahuna, thank you for being here. And we appreciate you. You're why we're best. So thank you.
Thank you, Kevin, for calling in as well. Sorry for getting your name wrong. There's so much going on.
No.
Thank you so much for being on. Samantha, I want to thank you.
Yes.
We don't have our normal people here, not normal people, the people that are usually here on Saturdays, Katmere and Kaliki and Patty Peaceful. We love everybody that listens, and we want to hear your comments and feedback and everything else. Our Facebook page is Barefoot Is Legal. And we have that new call-in number and everything else. So thank you so much for, Samantha, thank you so much for helping me out with the technical issues I've had today. I really appreciate, you know, that. And anybody that was listening, sorry about the dead air. So everybody have a great weekend. And thank you, Samantha.
Thank you, everyone.
You rescued me.
Same Barefoot
and,
channel.
Please come back. Please come back.
I will.
Okay. I want everybody to have a great weekend. Everybody just go barefoot, go be happy, and anybody that's dealing with the stormy weather, please be safe.